there's been some major changes with the way the health department is going to review eligibility of clients seeking immunizations. And that's kind of a change from recent announcements where we have said that we would help college students get their meningococcal vaccine for college. And we're still going to try to meet that demand through January 2012. So college kids can still come to the health department, get their vaccine, whether they're insured or uninsured. Starting January 1, though, the Department of State Health Services has asked that if you have health insurance, privately held health insurance that does pay for vaccines, that you return to your primary care provider for those vaccines. This is a kind of a shift because the health department, although we've always promoted that you get your vaccines from your primary care physician, the health department's always been a safety net that if you couldn't get an appointment or you were here or we were doing a school outreach, that the health department would see you anyway. But with the changing of the CDC has kind of scrutinized the way the Department of State Health Services has spent vaccine funds and the rising cost of vaccines and budget cuts, they are saying now that children who do have health insurance, privately held health insurance, need to return to their primary care physician and not report to the Brazos County Health Department or any local health department, but to first, again, try to go to your doctor first. And this is just kind of to meet budgetary cutbacks that are coming and to realign with the federal definition of what underinsured meant.
The timing is not all that great, though, since the first of the year is right upon us.
Yes, I agree that the timing is not really well. And to be honest with you, it's been something that's been in the discussion for maybe the last 2 months, but was made formal yesterday. So it's been on the radar that there would be possibly changes to the adult safety net program. This is the first that we've seen changes to the childhood side of the adult of the safety net program for vaccines.
And the decision was made on the state level then?
The decision was made on the state level. What we've been told is that the CDC definition of underinsured did not meet the Texas Department of State Health Services definition of underinsured. And Texas basically negotiated with the Centers for Disease Control and both agreed to align themselves with the federal definition of what underinsured meant.
So it started at the federal level and just worked its way down then?
That is correct.
And it's taken this much time to get to this point then?
Yes, you're correct.
Okay.
And we agree with you that the timing is not well to give people advance notice. And that's the reason we've done this press release, because we know that people are trying to get back into school, and we did not want to confuse the issue about meningitis and the meningitis vaccine, that you're still able to get that here as long as our doses hold out. And right now we have, I'd say, about 65 doses left. And then when that's out, my understanding as of today is that we will not be getting that vaccine back, that people will be encouraged to go to either their doctor, to pharmacies, nurse practitioners, physician's assistants to get that vaccine.
Well, since this is all just coming right on your doorstep or the health department's doorstep locally, I don't know whether there's any sort of number that has been extrapolated of how many people this might affect just based on your statistics from the last couple of years?
We've pulled those statistics for you. And this past year, October to October this year, we have immunized approximately 4,100 people. And of that, about 1,000 were considered to have insurance that possibly would have paid for immunizations. So, in other words, people reported to us that they had insurance, but they were underinsured and that maybe they couldn't afford the deductible, or they had met a limit, or they were at a facility that did not offer vaccines. That is where the federal government said that Texas' definition did not align with the federal definition.
So the best estimate at this point is that there could be 1,000 people serviced by the health department that will have to go elsewhere then.
That is correct. And the only thing, not to muddy the water any more than it already is muddied, but that the flu vaccine, if the health department is purchased with local dollars, so that is unaffected. You, children 6 months and all the way through adulthood can still come to the health department for their flu vaccine, and that's $20. And again, because that was purchased with local dollars, not state or federal dollars.
Anything else in this notification that listeners ought to know about?
Just to please visit our website, because as this policy is being changed and refined and the health department is going to try to meet demands of the community for immunizations, we'll be refining this and possibly adding services that maybe people could pay for. In other words, do you just pay cash price for a vaccine instead of it being, you know, partially funded by, you know, taxpayer dollar? So I'd say to always keep visiting our website and to look for those changes and refinement in this policy.
I'm guessing that you all had plenty of supply on hand. This is just, again, an edict from above that you all have to comply with.
You're exactly correct, and thank you for bringing out that point. Our flu vaccine has gone very well, and about what we ordered is about what we've used. So we're doing well on immunizing for flu. And certainly we do not want any of this to be a cause for someone to not get their immunizations. And so if someone has insurance but it does not pay for vaccine, then you can still come to the health department because that does meet the federal definition. It's people who have privately held insurance, they would like for them to return to their primary care physician for immunizations.